Drums in, let's have a party. Pump up the bitter. Test it. Pump up the bitter. Pump up the bitter.
Half an hour to opening time. The red carpet is out. The flags are flying. The world is happening. And I'm standing here with Dan Camp, who is the Simeon Overlord.
Yep.
And just the other side of him, keeping out of the way, but he's the VP of BS. That's Brett Smith, right?
Correct.
You guys are the brains behind Metal Monkey, and today is your grand opening. It's
yep.
been quite a long journey, right?
Been several years in the making now, and it's a little bit surreal that we're actually getting the doors open today. So exciting.
You're down in Romeoville, and this is the first brewery opening in Romeoville, and I know that it has become quite a big thing down here in the southwest suburbs,
really, southwest suburbs. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. You had a ribbon cutting, and
yeah, we had the village came out with the Chamber of Commerce, and we did a big ribbon cutting ceremony, and it was pretty cool. There was, you know, it was the first time we had about 60 people in the building, and so it was a nice little dry run for what's to come today. But it was great. You know, the village has been super supportive of everything we've been doing. You know, they're super excited to have us in town, so we're happy to be here.
So we wanted to come down on your opening day because it's kind of exciting. This is our first grand opening for the podcast, which is good.
Nice.
Brett, what are you exactly involved in? Are you doing brewing as well?
I'm assistant brewer in charge of what we call Charlie work. So all the
in charge of what?
Charlie work.
What's that?
I do all the dirty jobs and everything else and clean up. But assistant brew and whatever else needs to be done. So
yeah, so
in the way of marketing too.
And marketing, yeah,
and the marketing. You guys have done a really good job on the website, by the way. It's pretty cool. What prompted you to actually start this journey? You said it was going for, yeah, we're having fun already. You said it started a while ago, but I think there was a point in your life that really made it important to do this.
I've been a home brewer for many, many years, and at one point Brett and I got to talking about various things, and we were like, hey, what if we were to start a brewery? Like, I never been terribly happy with any of the corporate jobs I've worked in the past, and
you and me both.
Yeah. And making beer, once I started getting into it a long time ago, really became a passion for me, and so it just seemed like kind of a natural thing to do at a certain point.
So some of the beers that you got on tap here today, mm-hmm. You've got kind of what, six
we've got six different
six
varieties,
flagships,
yep.
If you will.
Exactly.
So one of them is a award winner already, mm-hmm. at Joliet.
Oh, the Joliet Brewers Guild. Actually, the our pale ale, the Monkey Knife Fight, that one, Jason's won a number of awards with that beer as a home brewer in competitions across the country.
And Jason is number three in the team,
yes,
right?
Yes, he's around here somewhere.
Yeah, I saw he had a title, but it was far too long for me to remember.
He was the director of Hops, Malt, and Awesomeness.
Oh, there you go. Cool.
with our homebrew club, the Joliet Brewers Guild, there's actually a number of the guys from the club today that are here to help out, pouring and things like that. We've won a handful of awards with the, I believe it was Simeon Fever, as well as Tony's Car.
Yeah, and the Simeon Fever,
that's the
hibiscus
wheat,
which is kind of an unusual one to be a flagship. But
it is, yeah.
You've obviously been brewing it a while, so you've perfected it.
Mm-hmm.
tell us some of the differences between brewing for homebrew and doing this, which is, you know, commercial.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, scaling it up is one thing, you know, just, that's a huge undertaking in itself, just the amount of grain that we have to use for everything, the amount of water. And, you know, as small breweries go, we're kind of the smallest, or, you know, on that scale, because we don't have a huge system in back. We do 3 barrels at a time. But even that, the difference between home brewing and doing it here, it's huge. There's so much more grain involved, different equipment, different, you know, just different processes for getting it from grain into the glass.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it was a little bit of a learning curve. We got a handle on it pretty, you know, within the first few batches, I think. We cut our first brew day was like maybe 14 hours. We cut it down to probably 7 by the time we actually figured out what the heck we were doing.
Yeah, right. There you go. Yeah, the first one's always the hardest, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, yeah, so, you know, there's been a lot of tweaking and fine-tuning and just trying to figure out what kind of results we could expect when we're doing these recipes that we've done at home so many times.
And the name, Metal Monkey, now obviously there is some association with heavy metal music?
Yes, as you can probably tell by the decor in here, you know, I'm a big fan of heavy metal music, and actually Brett collects monkeys is where the name came from.
Whoa, wait a minute, you collect monkeys?
For about 20-some years I've just started randomly collecting monkeys. So.
What, real ones or...?
No, just like the cookie jar there, and lamps and figurines and...
So this is an outlet for you to display some of your collection.
Pretty much, what it's become.
Well, apart from a fascination with monkeys, I guess. one of your interesting beers that I think people should try is Funky Maca. Now, that's 10%, I see.
Yes.
What we got going on there?
Yeah, that's our chocolate peanut butter imperial stout. We originally brewed that several years ago for a friend of mine's birthday, and we were just really happy with how it came out. We've brewed it a million times since then, and every time we've served at like a homebrew festival or any kind of fest, it's usually the first one that will sell out. So people really like the beer. I think it's fantastic. It's got a great nutty flavor. It's got some chocolatiness to it, and it's just a nice, rich beer.
Do you have to put something on it to say this may contain peanuts?
I think we probably should, actually.
And
just,
it does.
Just in case
does
it does. Yeah, yeah, it does right, contain okay. actual peanut butter.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. So today, it's counting down here. You're getting real close to opening time, which I think originally you said it was going to be at noon, but now it's 11
now
a.m.
Now it's 11,
right?
Yeah.
Which is obviously a good sign, because people
definitely
have said they're coming down, right?
People are already parking in their lot, lining up at the door, you know, buying their tickets, and... yeah, it's shaping up to be a pretty awesome day.
So what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to let you go right now. We'll come back and perhaps see you one after the crowd has fallen down.
Absolutely.
I know that here you have the same type of liquor license that a lot of the breweries that are opening these days, and that's you can only do three full pints per person or something, right? Or six halves.
Yeah, we're doing
right.
Yeah, because of that limitation, we're doing half pours for people as well. So today, actually, for the grand opening today, we're just doing the half pours, but in the future, we'll be doing full pints
full
as well
pours,
as half
yeah.
pours. Just so, you know, since we're limited, people could try a little bit of everything if they like.
Before we go, of course, coming down, we knew that you are on the historic Route 66, or just off it, I should say.
Yes.
And as I was coming down, I passed Mongo McMichael's, so you're in good company down here. Tell us exactly the address and all the details.
Sure. Yeah, our address is 515 Anderson Drive, unit number 900 in Romeoville, Illinois.
Can't miss it. There's a big metal monkey outside. Thanks, Dan.
We'll
come back and taste some of the beers when it's pouring time.
Awesome. Sounds great.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
The doors have opened, and people are starting to flood in.
Yeah.
And one of the guys who's here, who is a friend of Dan Camp, has been for quite some time, been on our podcast before, John Harson. Welcome, John.
Hello, Phil. Thank you for having me, I guess.
I haven't had you yet. anyway, we're down here sampling some of the beers, and Mark Nasky and I will be back, and we'll be talking to the guys a little bit more depth about how they're brewing it. They're doing the half pours today, as you know, so we decided, hey, let's get four each and then we can swap out. What did you get as your first choice, John?
I got the Monkey Knife Fight, which is an Amarillo Pale Ale.
And that is, what, 5.7?
5.7, yeah, that's what it says.
45 IBUs, so quite good, quite nicely in there. What do you reckon?
I think it's very, very nice because it's not extremely hoppy, like what a regular pale ale should not be. There should be some hops, but like there's nice maltiness to it and very well balanced pale ale.
Yeah, I had a chance to have a quick sip of yours as we're switching out here, and I agree with you. I love that tropical Amarillo hop aroma.
Yeah,
and it does have hops in there. You know that, but just like a pale ale should be, got that maltiness coming through. Very, very nice drinkable beer. I would like a growler on this one. Now, we're not doing growlers today, but hey, you know, we'll come back.
Exactly.
I chose for mine a Bikini Bottom. I just wonder what happened to the top.
Yeah. It fits you very well.
Thank you very much. I look good in it. Yeah. I don't know if it's a thong or not, but there you go. But Bikini Bottom is a very attractive pineapple ghost. And when I say attractive, that just attracted me because I've never seen one like that.
Yeah.
So I had a little sample of that. There's a slight pineapple in the aroma.
Correct.
And as a ghost, it should be salty. I find this quite salty, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But the pineapple is just changes that flavor a little bit so that it's something unusual. Yeah. Now, I will say that a half of one of these is probably going to be enough and a very refreshing drink for the summer.
Yes, it's definitely in late January, it's not the ideal drink, but I definitely think if it was late July and it was in the 80s or 90s, it might go down much better.
Yeah, and as I drink it more, I'm getting, you know, again, that three-sip rule, you know, you're going to get more as you come out of it. The saltiness is starting to die down, so I think probably the first sip is always going to be a little bit more salty, right?
Correct.
A good start, and the people are starting to flood in now.
It is packed.
It is starting to get packed, and I'm sure it's going to be even more packed as time goes on. We'll be back with some more beer reviews. John, we got our next brews of the samples. You chose the Fantasy Bowling League?
Correct.
And do you play in a Fantasy Bowling League? I wouldn't even know a bowler,
would
you?
I've never done Fantasy Bowling, no. Yeah. I've done football and baseball and hockey, but never Fantasy Bowling.
There must be a story behind that. We'll find. Oh, hang on, he'll tell us this. Brett, what's the story behind the Fantasy Bowling League?
A friend of ours, I think it was Darren, put it on our idea board one day, so nothing too fascinating.
Nothing too fascinating, all right.
We have an idea board at the basement where we started brewing at, and there's probably 50 or 60 beer names on there, so.
All right, so you'll be adding the Britain Yankee session ale to that.
Yeah, right? I think that's on there already.
Okay, good man. Hey Jason, how are you? You're the only one we haven't talked to on the crew today.
All right.
You have an interesting title here.
I do.
And it is?
I'm the director of Malts, Hops, and Awesomeness.
All right. So what awesomeness were you responsible for?
Well, I bring my awesome brewing knowledge and a couple recipes of my own from when I started home brewing before I met Dan and Brett. And you know, when we first talked about titles, we're like, do we want to have serious titles or do we want to have fun? We're we can't take it too serious. We're making beer. So, you know.
Exactly.
It's been exciting. It's been a crazy couple of weeks, pretty much brewing nonstop. And it's been fun. We got the second round in the fermenters already going. So we're beyond excited to finally not be constructors anymore and be brewers again.
You can't be too serious. We're brewing beer. But
right.
Now you got to be serious
because
you're actually putting money into this
thing, right? So it's going to get real serious, but it's exciting too. So
And that's good. What did you do before you got into this?
I still am working my regular job. I work a technical network engineer. So.
Oh, really? Okay, we're in the same business.
Yeah, but, you know, corporate world is...
a pain in the ass.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been through that with Dan.
Yes,
I agree.
Yes, Dan and I used to work the same hours and same days, so it was kind of funny. We would...
Oh, you worked at the same place?
No, different company, but we'd, you know, we both worked at home. We'd be on the computer, be like, oh, this sucks. When are we going to open this brewery up? You know, let's get this going. So,
do you have any of the ones that are here now that's one of your recipes?
The Monkey Knife Fight was one that I first started brewing at home. Actually, it was the second batch I ever brewed at home. It was an extract batch. And then I slowly altered it and turned it into an all-grain batch and modified it over time and used to enter it to a bunch of competitions and won a couple awards with it, and it seems to be a crowd favorite. So when I joined up with these guys, they were like, we want your pale ale. So I was let's bring it along for the ride.
We had a chance to taste that, and that's firm becoming a favorite for me because I get that nice tropical Amarillo hop aroma. It's not a West Coast style, though.
Right.
Because when you get into drinking it, there is that lovely maltiness that pale ale should have.
Yeah.
That's a nice balance.
Thank you. Yeah, it took me a while to tweak it to get that because I wanted to try to balance it out. I didn't want it to be just, you know, punch you over the head with hops. That's what some of our other IPAs will do for you. So.
And that's good because, hey, we're in the Midwest, man.
Right.
We're in between them all.
That's right.
What else are you going to be doing today besides wandering around welcoming people here? Are you going to be...
I'm sure we'll be jump behind the bar and start pouring some beers and hop outside and take some tickets. And depending on how crowded it gets, I might be outside directing traffic.
So, all right, good man.
A little bit of everything.
Well, about 20 minutes, half an hour into the opening. And as you can hear, it's starting to really buzz up.
Yeah, the online responses have been great from our social media and family and friends, so we're really looking forward to getting everybody in here today.
That's cool. And one of the things that I was disappointed about, though, was that you advertised Bing, your Irish stout, but it's not on tap today, right?
Yeah, I'm sure soon, but March is right around the corner. So yeah, I know that got floated out there. We had it on our website for a while, but we kind of switched it around for opening day. So yeah, I'm sure we'll be brewing that one very soon.
That's really good, because I'll look forward to that. There's nothing I like better than a good Irish stout. Hey, thanks a lot, Jake.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
And
I really wish you all well.
Great. Thank you.
It's good. Take care. Cheers. So we tried the hibiscus wheat, which is called Simian Fever.
Correct.
And we also tried what the hell did I try? Fantasy Bowling League.
Yeah, I had the Fantasy Bowling League.
And that's a Lemon Drop Kolsch, which is so named because of lemon drop hops that are in it, right?
Yes, yes.
So what do you reckon on those two? Real quick summary on that, because we got two more in front of us as well.
Yeah, well, the word summary, they're very summery beers.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
And I think the Kolsch is a good, like transition beer for people who might be a little afraid or, you know, if you come here with a bunch of friends and a couple of your friends aren't in the craft beer, push them towards that because, you know, it's pretty, there's nothing completely wacky going on. So your average, like, beer drinker, lager beer drinker, like, but I think craft beer aficionados will like it too because it does have a little bit of...
It's definitely two style, I think, with that twist.
Yeah.
And we've moved on now. We've come to something a little more heavy, right?
Yes. We got the two highest ABV beers that are available today.
Now, I'll let you say what you got because it's a tough one.
Okay. I have the Funky Mucker.
Funky Mucker. There you go. Which is the chocolate... peanut butter imperial.
Russian imperial.
Oh, it's a
style.
Russian imperial.
I think that's what it is. R-U-S? Or I don't know.
Could be,
R-I-S, Russian imperial stout. Yeah.
So that's checking in at 10%. What do you reckon?
The first sip, like, I've had this before. The peanut butter, I wouldn't know it's there unless somebody told me. You know, it's like there's a little, like, you can taste a little bit of it, but, you know, it's very, very subtle, and I wouldn't mention peanut butter if I didn't know anything about it.
And I agree. I just have one sip of it because I'll have one. That'll be my finishing beer.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Definitely no peanut butter, but boy, has that got some roasty toasty.
Yeah.
On, right?
Very roasty. Not sweet. Very roasty.
Cool. I could drink some of that.
Oh, yeah.
I got the double IPA, or the what they call it, an imperial double IPA. Yeah. It's got three types of hops in it.
Very hoppy aroma.
A very hoppy aroma, and it comes in at 8.5. I'm thinking, the alcohol shows through.
Yes.
But it's not obnoxious.
Correct.
Now, we were standing here, and we were joined by Mr. Average Consumer here.
Average Consumer.
Average Consumer. And you had tried the, it's called Tony's Car.
Tony's Car, and
I thought it had a little sourness.
I thought it was one of, like, the first impression was one of those sour beers. You've had those sour beers before, but that was my first impression. It was on the lighter side of the sour, but definitely had the citrus tones, and it was a lighter, you know, rolling off the tongue type of beer, but the sour came out to me. Now, you say you didn't taste the sour, but I tasted the sour. Yeah.
There you go, see? It just goes to show how people's tastes differ.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't get any sour through it, and I haven't really had a chance to get into the depths of it, but my first taste is, yeah, it's pretty damn good. Double IPA. I'd have one of these in a snifter glass.
Yeah.
Of course, we're only having them in plastic mugs today for the opening, which is fine. So,
so I will say though, on the fantasy bowling league, the lemon drop Kolsch, that'd be my summer beer right there. Somebody came in who's a typical non beer drinker, or they go for the light beer or the Blue Moon type of drinker. I'd steer them towards that beer because they wouldn't be disappointed.
There you go. So it's something for everybody here so far.
Yes.
But a real good opening. It's starting to fill up now and get hot in here.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
We'll talk again.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You fire a musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand. There's no turning back.
Well, somebody else who's shown up at the Metal Monkey opening is my good friend Tom Ryan, who was on a couple of shows ago. Hello, Tom, again.
How you doing, Phil?
I'm doing good. We're kind of wrapping up. Well, I'm wrapping up because I've been here a while. I've outlived my six beers today, which is the half style that they do. Oh, not the half style, the half beers.
There you go.
Yeah, right. So, maybe you've had a chance to try pretty much all of them now. Give us an overall summary and, you know, be honest.
It's good. They're all solid to style. I have the list in front of me now. The only one I haven't gotten to, as of this comment at least, is the Funky Bucker. Bad name to throw out there after five beers, but...
Hey, have a sip of it then. I know you've had a sip of the other one there. Go get one down your neck there. Yeah, and you've been very good because you've been taking them in the order that kind of goes from lighter to better. You
know? I tried.
Yeah, there you go.
Just running them in general, I mean, they're all very true to style. Generally very good. There's a couple of styles here that I'm not huge fans of, but...
Which are what?
Like their hibiscus wheat beer, their Simian Fever. I'm not a big fan of wheat beers, but it's good. It's good to style. If someone came in and said, you know, look, I like wheat beers, I like drinking Blue Moon, there's no problems with this beer.
Blue Moon is a wheat beer?
I think it is. I think it is.
Whatever.
But all of them have been very, very good. Their pale ale is really good, really solid. I gotta find it on the list. They have a dry hop Kolsch with lemon drop hops, that is gonna be an excellent summer beer as weather starts getting warmer. It was surprisingly good. I'm not a huge fan of Kolsch beers, but it was good. So I'm kind of impressed. It helps that this place is about 3 miles from my house. It'll help them. It'll hurt me eventually. But
yeah, there you go.
But all in all, good atmosphere. Nice to see a big crowd for a brewery opening. Always a positive sign. Staff seems very attentive and knowledgeable. I like it.
There you go. That's a good summary because I would give him a 8 out of 10 for... For the whole opening day. In fact, maybe even a 9 out of 10 because it's a good time. You know, if you like a little heavy metal, you got it in the background, you got lots of people.
It is, yeah.
Comfortable environment. Great job.
I'd say 8 is a very, very fair and very accurate rating. I've seen everybody in here from some definite old timers. You excluded, of course. I don't judge based on white hair. And actually, I've seen some parents in here with strollers.
Oh, there you go.
So it kind of caters to everyone. It's been a long time since I've been in a metal brewery with orchids on the table. I'm just noticing those now.
Yeah, there are a couple of orchids. Yeah,
there are orchids here.
It's for the softer side of metal.
Yes, exactly. But all in all, good beer, nice crowd, not crazy. The music isn't so loud that you can't hear yourself.
What did you say?
The music. Yes,
oh, right,
exactly.
Sorry. I think it's more the number of people here.
I think it is.
So I think we've had a good time, and congratulations to Dan, Brett, and Jason. Great job in the opening. People are going to come back, I think. Not only for the atmosphere, but more importantly for the beer, because they've got something for everybody on here, and I think that's a real good sign. Good luck to them, and maybe they'll, you know, be coming back and talking to us again sometime. Get into the depths of their beers. How do they choose the names? Where did the beers come from? All that stuff. And I'm looking forward to Bing, their Irish Stout, coming out March, I think it is. All right, Tom, thank you very much. Let's drink up and head the hell out of here.
Absolutely. Cheers, Phil.
I got FA Cup to watch.
Brit and Yankee!
Brit and Yankee! I'll have a pint. Yeah,
give us a pint. You got any tetleys?
A pint, please, barman. Give another pint, please, barman.